Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
رجلزم التدرج. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. That he subhanahu wa ta'ala said Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for nothing except as a mercy to the whole of mankind. Rahmatun lil'alameen. Now, before handing over to the speaker, if this mercy, this rahmah, is for the mankind, who is the one who would hold back mercy from mankind? Who is this one? This one who would hold back the mercy, this is the one who says we should implement Islam gradually. The one who thinks we should implement Islam gradually, he's the one who doesn't believe really in Islam. He doesn't see that Islam is a mercy. So he says the people are not ready for this harsh and oppressive system of life. So it needs to be put on them very gradually. But Islam is a mercy to be implemented totally and comprehensively. And this is the position of all the believers and those who have an understanding of Islam. And this is part of the clear call of members of Hizb ut-Tahrir. The circle is organized weekly by members of Hizb ut-Tahrir. And I'll introduce you now and hand over to our speaker, Imam Ali Sayyid Abu al-Hassan, who will talk on the subject of at-Tadarruj, gradualism in Islam. And we'll look at it from a deeper and boundary perspective, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الأمين وآله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبع هديهم إلى يوم الدين. Dear brothers, gradualism is one of the concepts appeared in front of them during the fine days, not during the Sahaba era, not during the Tabi'een, but during the last century, this concept appeared. When the Ummah find themselves that there is no Islam implemented in the reality, some of them stand among them and said that there is no Islam in the reality. Because of that, let us have something not Islam, but very near to Islam. It was not Islam, but it looks like Islam. It's very similar to Islam. And tomorrow, we will take another hukum more nearer to Islam, more similar to Islam. And after tomorrow, till we reach the hukum of Islam. This is a gradualism. To take some hukum, not from Islam, because it looks like Islam. Or to take one hukum from Islam and others not from Islam. This is the gradualism. And this gradualism, which called in Arabic at-tadarruj wa al-marhaliyya, stages, or at-tadarruj, from the stairs, to have one stair and the second and the third. They say that we can't come to Islam Because of that, let us go step by step. Tadarruj. This gradualism, is it from Sharia? Is Islam allowed us to make gradualism? Or is it something that new, something bid'ah, something not from Islam? Those who speak about gradualism, they depend upon many evidences from Kitab and Sunnah. And before we go to the evidences in detail, also we must highlight something about the gradualism, that it leads to some Islamic movements to join the kufr systems. These regimes exist in the Islamic world from the point of view of gradualism. They said that now we can't implement Islam, let us share the power with those in the power, let us be with them in the rule, and we can implement something from Islam. Something is better than nothing. And we find that they give the life, they become the injection for these corrupt systems to give them some life. The evidences, the main evidences they used, not revealed Quran once, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ahkam gradually. And there are some ahkam, they have been forbidden not once, but gradually, just like khamr, wine. Wine in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he speaks about the wine. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا. This wine and the lottery, these things, they asked about them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the answer. They have some benefits in it, and also they have a lot of sins and badness and evil in it, and the badness and sins and evil is more than the benefits in the wine and in the maysir, qimar, lottery. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, ولا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى حتى تعلموا ما تقولون. Do not make the salat while you were drunk till you recognize what you are reading. Because Hamza, when he stand to read in the salah, he start reading قل يا أيها الكافرون, and he yeah, Mr. Ayah, he says that, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ, and he made many mistakes because he was drunk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you are drunk, not come to the salah. Till you recognize what you are reading. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى حَتَّى تَعْلَمُوا مَا تَقُولُونَ. And they say that also this is gradualism. And the third stage, and the third step is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْعَنْصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رَجِسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. This verily, wine and this lottery is something rich from the shaitan. Leave it. Don't come near to it. It's haram. They say that this is gradualism. And very simple, if we go to the tafsir of this ayah, and after that go to the tashri' from this ayah, to take the hukum from this ayah, we find that this is not a gradualism. How? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have a hukum of khamr that it is haram. It is haram. And then other hukum that it is halal. Someone can drink wine. It is halal. Another hukum is haram. In the first ayah, they ask about it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it and showed them the reality of the wine. But it's still halal. And no one from the Sahaba understood that this is haram. To leave it. And the second ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the salat, not about the wine. Do not come to the salat while you are drunk. This is about the salah. And also, there is no hukum of haram, not till now. Khamr is not haram. But if you are drunk, you must not make the salah. That means you must not be drunk if you want to make the salah. You can drink wine, but you will not reach the, say that you are drunk. And still, khamr is halal, and no one understood that it is haram, and it's very clear that when Umar ibn al-Khattab, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, i'tina jawaban shafiyan. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a clear hukum of this khamr. Is it haram? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah, fajtanibuh. And this is the only ayah in the Quran said that khamr is haram. And the Sahaba, they read Quran. They read the first ayah, ithmuhuma akbaru min naf'ihima. They read the second ayah, that taqrabu salata wa antum sukara hatta ta'lamu ma taqulun. And although they read the Quran, but Abdurrahman ibn Auf, one of the 10, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that they are from those in the paradise, in the Jannah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he was a merchant, he is importing wine from Asham. And when this ayah revealed, someone told him that, and they reached him outside of the of Medina and told him that khamr is forbidden, is haram now. And he, all the wine have been boiled in the, thrown in the Sahara, in the desert, in the sand. If someone came to us now, he told us that he understood more than the Sahaba, understood more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself, he who not forbid the Sahaba, not order the Sahaba to leave the wine. If it is haram, that Rasulullah will not accept something haram. That means this understanding is not right. They have false understanding about the gradualism. This is not a gradualism. There are two hukum only. One, the hukum is mubah, halal. The other hukum is haram. There is no something in between. Halal and haram. Where is the gradualism here? Halal and have been abrogated by the hukum of haram. This is the main thing. And the most important thing, if we ask them now, The thing that they make as an evidence, if they ask them now, if someone now become Muslim now, do you will tell him that khamr have been haram gradually, and now you are allowed to khamr, and after that, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَ, and the third stage, after the while, you can leave the wine. They will not say yes. They will say no. Khamr is haram, haram. In khamr, which they made it their evidence, they will not say that. And they take this for another thing, for the ruling. That means this understanding is false, and it is not from Islam. This is a major evidence they use. Another thing they use, usually, they speak about Yusuf alayhi salam. In the ruling especially. They say that Yusuf alayhi salam was the minister of finance in the government of Al-Aziz in Egypt. And that was a kufr society, a jahiliya society. And Al-Aziz was ruling by the kufr system. And there are shirk there, and there are mischief there. Even they try to make some mischief with Yusuf alayhi salam, the wife of the ruler. She tried to commit zina with Yusuf alayhi salam, and he refused to do that because he is ma'soom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after they saw that he is innocent, they put him in the prison. That is it, that Yusuf alayhi salam came out of the prison and he asked the ruler to be a member of his government. That means we can also be a member, we can share the power, we can be a part of the government that ruling by kufr system, by kufr society, although there are mischief, there are many things, but we can do something that inside this government, which is Islam, which is good, and we can also forbid something that we can forbid from the evil exist in this government, or in that state, or in that area. This, what they said, and they depend upon the two ayahs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about Yusuf alayhi salam. He mentioned about Yusuf alayhi salam in the Quran, the ayah of the ayah of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about Yusuf alayhi salam. He said that مَا كَانَ لِيَأْخُذَ أَخَاهُ فِي دِينِ الْمَلِكِ مَا كَانَ لِيَأْخُذَ أَخَاهُ فِي دِينِ الْمَلِكِ. He could not take his brother as a slave in the laws of the king. In the laws of the king, the one who steals something in the law, they will not take him as a slave. And in the laws of the king, no one can be taken a slave without any crime. And there is no crime you can take, because of this crime you can take him as a slave. In his laws, this not be. Because of that, he made a plan by the Sharia of Yaqub alayhi salam, and he take his brother as a slave. Because in the laws of the Sharia of Yaqub alayhi salam, Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the hukum of the thief to be a slave. That means he is ruling by the laws of the king. And in the laws of the king, he couldn't take his brother. Because of that, he went to the law of Yaqub alayhi salam in this issue. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about Yusuf alayhi salam, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم. اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم. Make me the one who is responsible of the the wealth. I'm well qualified to do this job. And that means he will manage this wealth according to the law of the king. No one can say that Yusuf alayhi salam will come to the government and will be the responsible of the wealth, and he can do it by his own opinion and his own ideas. He will go according to the law of the king. He can, for example, the money of what the king need, what his family need, what his government need, they will take it from Yusuf by the law of the king, but not by the law of Yusuf alayhi salam. That means Yusuf was sharing the power with the kufr system, with the kufr regime, and that we are allowed to the same thing. We can share the power because alayhi salam, at last he become the king, become the aziz, and he implemented the Islam, but he gradually become the minister of the finance, and after that he become the aziz, he become the king. And they say that because of that we can do the same thing. And when they have been asked, what is the evidence that we must take what Yusuf alayhi salam did? He is not our prophet. This is a shari', not from our sharia. They say that yes, we are allowed to take the sharia for those who are before, because of the many, many evidences from Quran and from Sunnah. From Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أولئك الذين هداهم أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداه مقتده. Those, speaking about the prophets, those, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the guidance. Follow their guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Rasulullah sallam, follow their guidance. That means we are ordered to follow their guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he speak to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, بَلِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Follow the millah of Ibrahim. Follow the deen of Ibrahim. Yeah, to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. That means this ummah have been ordered, because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the Prophet, that this order is to the ummah as well. Unless they have something in from Sharia showed us this order is especially for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, any order to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the order for the ummah. Khitab al-Rasul, khitabun li ummatihi. And may Allah ta'ala, وَاتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. إِنَّا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ كَمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى نُوحٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Nuh alayhi salam, he gave to you as well. He revealed to you as well. And from hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he want to stone the Jew, they commit zina, they came to him and said that, what is the hukum of those who committing zina? They changed the hukum. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, this is not the hukum. This is not the hukum. The hukum, bring your Torah. Bring the Torah, the book. And they brought the Torah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed them that in the Torah, there is the rajm, the stoning those who committing zina. And that means, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taking the hukum from Torah, from Sharia, not from our Sharia, from the Shari' before us. And when one came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked him, I sometimes sleep till the sunrise, or sometimes we forget the salah. What shall we do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من نام عن صلاة أو نسيها فليصليها إذا ذكرها. Who slept of salah or forgot some salah, when he awake, he must make the salah, and when he remember, he must make the salah. And he quoted a ayah from Quran, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. And this ayah to Moses alayhi salam. This is not ayah to Rasulullah sallam, to Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu is speaking to Musa alayhi salam, wa aqimis salata li dhikri. Make the salah when you remember me. This is when, make the salah when I remember you. This is to Musa alayhi salam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, he gave the hukum and bring the evidence from the kitab of which ayah about Musa alayhi salam and not to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There are many, many evidences they brought to say that this shari'a man qablana also shari'a to us. The sharia of those who are before us, we must follow because of all these evidences. The third thing that Islam came to say that the deen before Islam, they are true. This is one thing. The second thing, to abrogate their sharia, came for two purposes. نَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. مُصَدِّقًا وَمُهَيْمِنًا. مُصَدِّقًا mean to say, to show up that it's true. Isa alayhi salam, he is a prophet. He had a book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam is a prophet. He had a book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this and this and this. The second thing, وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. مُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ means to abrogate them. These are the two things about what? That means the sharia have been abrogated, but the deen is one deen. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, also the evidence, they say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, نَحْنُ الْأَنْبِيَا إِخْوَةٌ مِنْ عَلَّاتٍ. أُمُّنَا وَأُمُّهَاتُنَا مُتَعَدِّدَ وَدِينُنَا وَاحِدٌ. The prophets, he said that they are the brothers, they have many mothers, but only one father. Also they brought this as evidence that the deen is one. With this two purposes, to say that all the sharia they are true, but they have been abrogated. That means we must not follow the sharia of the prophets, but we must follow the tawheed, the aqidah, the deen, the millah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the other evidence, when they say that, بَلِتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. They tabi' millah. Millah is not sharia, not shara, not hukum shari. Now we know that we have al-imam al-shafi'i, he had mazhab. Ahkam shari'iyya. We can't say that al-shafi'i had a millah. And Ahmed ibn Hanbal had another millah. But we can say that الإمام الشافعي هذا أحكام شرعية أن الإمام أحمد بن حنبل هذا different أحكام شرعية. ملة is توحيد, is the deen, is the عقيدة. This is the ملة. And it's very clearly that the end of the ayah, بل اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. He's not مشركين. That means he's not speaking, the ملة is speaking about the عقيدة. He's speaking about توحيد, not أحكام شرعية. But about أحياء, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. Every one of you, think about the prophets, every one of you have his own sharia. لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. Every one of you have his own sharia. That means, everyone has sharia, but all of them has one millah. One millah is, التوحيد لا إله إلا الله and all the عقيدة. And also Allah سبحانه وتعالى mentioned in the Quran, إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلا يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. The deen to Allah سبحانه وتعالى is Islam. And whoever come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment with a deen not Islam, will not be accepted, and he will be in the hellfire. Even if he is Christian or Jew. Inna al-deen inda Allah al-Islam. Yes, the meaning of al-Islam includes all the deen. Al-Islam. Because Islam means what? Islam means to be guided by the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Islam. But when is al-Islam have been definition by alif and lam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, inna al-deen inda Allah al-Islam, that al-Islam by alif and lam definition is only for the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna al-deen inda Allah al-Islam. In the whole Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned al-Islam, the company Musliman, he did, the Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, tawaffani Musliman, he was Muslim. But al-Islam, the deen, and he mentioned deen with it, inna al-deen inda Allah al-Islam. If the all Islam is the deen, there is no any meaning to mention specifically this. Because of that, all the scholars say that, inna al-deen inda Allah, al-Islam, by definition of alif and lam, al-Islam, this is the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because as he says that, al-Yahudiyya, al-Nasraniyya, al-Islam. Al-Islam. If you say al-Islam, that this is only the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the only deen that he accepts is the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone who born after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he witnessed the Jewish or the Christian, he will not be accepted in the day of judgment. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. And they said to us, and what we do by the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهَ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِي. Those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the guidance, the prophets, and you follow the guidance of them. We say, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداه مقتده. Those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the guidance. Follow their guidance. Look, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. في رسول, he himself followed him. But here he didn't say that, follow them. He said follow their guidance. أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداه مقتده فبهداه مقتده. Not with them. If he said that follow them, that means we must follow them, follow the prophets. But he said follow their guidance. And guidance is لا إله إلا الله. Their guidance is the ملة. The same ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Ibrahim عليه السلام, بل اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفة وما كان من المشركين. بل اتبع ملة إبراهيم وما كان من ملة. He said, not follow Ibrahim, follow the millet Ibrahim. Because all the prophets, they had sharia, a certain sharia. Because of that, we must follow their guidance, that is the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the tawheed, the aqidah, la ilaha illallah, and all the of the aqidah and the tawheed, we must follow. Because of that, this is not an evidence that we must follow their sharia. We must follow what they brought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as guidance, tawheed. We must follow that, and in that we are follow their guidance. And the most important thing that we all know, the prophets are the isma for the prophets. And Yusuf alayhi salam, one of those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose them from the creatures. They have been chosen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him. And he had not like the others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the isma. And he not commit sin. And we noticed that very well. He wanted to commit zina with the wife of Al-Aziz. And that means he didn't make haram. He didn't know the hukum and left the hukum for the certain purpose because of the benefit or because he couldn't implement all the Islamic teachings. And they say that Yusuf alayhi salam, definitely he is implementing those of the Aziz, of the king. Then we ask them, from where you bring this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ja'alni ala khazain al-ard inni hafizun ali. He will be, when he interpret the fusion. The corn as it is and this and this, gets fusion. And after that, he was taking care of that. And the other thing, he ruled, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us, he ruled when he, king of the Ya'qub alayhi salam, Israel. Israel is the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is the honorable title. And now the Jew, they make their state that Israel, Ya'qub, the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not the state of Ya'qub alayhi salam. This is not the state of Israel. This is the state of the Jew, who killed the prophets, who changed the books, who changed their deen. It's prophet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Israel. The sons of Israel and the grandsons of Israel. Ya'qub alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, he by the deen of Ya'qub alayhi salam when he took his brother. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. He didn't mention any detail about his rules, about how he was ruling. This is only from their mind. They imagine that he was ruling according to the laws of the king, and definitely because they know that now, if someone wants to go to these governments, any king, any government in the world, he must go according to the rules of this government or that king. Because of that, they imagine that Yusuf alayhi salam also he is doing the same, that he is ruling by the laws of the king, Al-Aziz. And these are not being mentioned in the Quran. We ask them, give us only one evidence that from Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that he ruled by the laws of the only thing that he mentioned, he ruled not by the laws of the Aziz. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. مَا كَانَ لِيَأْخُذَ أَخَاهُ فِي دِينِ الْمَلِكِ. If someone wants to imagine something, that is not only from his mind, this is not from Quran, not from the Kitab and Sunnah. And the evidence is from Sunnah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself, they say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made the hukum of the stoning when he told them that bring the Torah. We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that he gave the hukum of the stoning by the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he want to tell them that you change your book and this hukum is also exist in your books and bring your books. And he brought the real books as evidence that they change the rules. Not to say that if he said that, if he not gave them the hukum, and he told them, bring the Torah, bring your book, and he told that he judged by the hukum from the Torah, in that case we say, yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he judged by a hukum from Torah. But he told them the hukum, he returned, and after that told them that, and this also in your books, bring your books. And they brought the books, and they find the hukum in their books. Because that this is a false evidence to say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself judged from their books. This is not right. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself, he found Umar ibn al-Khattab once from Torah, from the book of the Jew, reading it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very angry. And they know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam angry, they knew that when his face become red, very angry, and he asked Umar ibn al-Khattab, told him, what is this? He said, this is the paper from Torah, the book. And why you are reading it? We may find something good in it. He said that, أَلَمْ آتِ بِهَا بَيْضَاءَ نَقِيَّةَ. Didn't I bring you a white book, a very clear book, very pure book, Quran? What do you want from this? والله لو كان موسى حيا لا يتبعني. موسى himself عليه السلام was alive, he will leave the Torah and follow Quran and follow me. This is what Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم himself said. And when he went to Yemen, Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم asked him, by what you will judge? He said, by. And if you not find the rule in the Quran, he say, I will judge by the Sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And if you not find very clear from Sunnah and Quran, they know this hukum is not there. He says that I will make ijtihad to understand the reality and also study the reality, study the ahkam and the hukum for this. Alhamdulillah, وفق رسول رسول الله لما يحبه الله ورسوله. The praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who succeed the danger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala believes with. And Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he didn't say that if I don't find in Kitab and Sunnah, I will search in Shar'i man qablana. There are many Jews in the Yemen, Christian in Yemen. He must say that I will ask the Jews there, I will ask the scholars there and the Christians there, and I can know what Shar'i man qablana said. He didn't say that. And Rasulullah not say that you are not correct. Go and search about Shar'i man qablana. He said yes. And this is what you said is right. And ijma' al-sahaba. The sahaba, they made ijma' that they didn't go and learn the shari'a man qablana. If shari'a man qablana also is for us, shari'a, it must be fard, one of the furud al-kifaya, that we must, some of this ummah, they must learn shari'a man qablana. If they didn't find something, they not make ijtihad. They must go and search about the shari'a min qablana, and after that, if they fail to find the hukum in shari'a min qablana, they must make ijtihad afterwards. Because of that, all they mentioned and the evidence they derive that, the evidence they mentioned that these are the evidences. We must follow shari'a min qablana. All these evidences are false evidences. They are not the right evidences. The all right evidences, they said that shari'a min qablana is not our sharia. We are only obliged to follow the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from this, we must not follow what Yusuf alayhi salam did. And we say that Yusuf alayhi salam, he himself, the question, did he rule by kufr? Did he share the kufr system? Did he join the kufr route? This is also false, because from the understanding the story of Yusuf alayhi salam from Quran, no one can, telling everyone, if he can give us from Quran an evidence, kitab or sunnah, and say that Yusuf alayhi salam, he ruled by kufr. He ruled by the laws of the king, by the laws of the aziz. But the evidence is mentioned that he didn't rule by the Lord of the Hadith. And he himself, Yusuf alayhi salam, when his brothers, they came to him to take from him the goods, he returned their money to them. He returned their money to them, that he had full responsibility of his job, what he's doing. Not the responsibility of the king. This what they mentioned about, and by this they brought a concept in the minds of the Muslims. Some of them accept those sharing the kufr system, and they accept these kufr regimes when they said, told them that now we can't implement Islam, but let us implement something such as in Saudi Arabia or in Sudan or in Taliban or here or there. We find something come to us and say that to the Ummah, look, we can't implement Islam, but we can make something, and something is better than nothing. And because of this concept, this corrupt concept in the minds of the Ummah, they accepted this. And also they accepted some of them to share the power with these kufr systems, with these corrupt regimes, and to be with them and to give them their life for their systems and for their regimes. Because of that, know that gradualism is a corrupt concept. It is not from Islam. And Islam must be implemented. And Allah Rasulullah said, "Ma amartukum bi shay'in fa'atu minhu mastata'tum wa ma nahaytukum anhu fantahu." Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered you and you are able to do it, do it. And everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid you, you must leave it. There is no any ability to leave the haram, but to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to make the fard, you need ability. If you are not able, and also you must call for Islam. And Rasulullah told us that if you are, you must call for Islam, you must change the society. مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ. If you can't change by your hand, by the power, you must change by the tongue. If you can't change by the tongue, such as someone, he can't speak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make him able to speak. This can't change by his tongue, but he must change by his heart. And there is nothing behind this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the method how we can change the society, how we can call for Islam, how we can implement Islam. And Rasulullah, he himself, who no one in this ummah can say that I understand Islam better than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every hukum revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah implemented. And Sahaba, every hukum revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they implemented it. They obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that. If they understood that this gradualism, what those are 20th century, they understood, and the Sahaba not understood. The Sahaba understood. The best one in this ummah who understood Islam is the Sahaba after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And no one of them said that gradualism is from Islam. But they implemented Islam, and every hukum revealed, they implemented it. This is what, inshallah ta'ala, if there are some questions, inshallah also we can, or someone want to make comments, something like that.
Barakallahu fi. Okay, brothers, inshallah, now we'll open up the floor for any questions. Please make your questions concise and clear to the point. We have about 15, possibly 20 minutes for questions. Brother, over there, please.
You mentioned about Sharon in Dublin, that's not a Sharon for us.
بارك الله فيك. Yes, this is an argument. They say that yes, we are speaking about the rules from Torah, but what about the rules, the shar' that mentioned Quran? The same hukum applied to the ahkam mentioned in Quran, the sharia mentioned in Quran. This is showed us we must follow only the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us these stories about the from shar'i man qablana to show us we must understand that they are also, they have their sharia, and he gives us many examples from their rules. There are many rules, they are contradicting to the rules of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he mentioned about Yaqub alayhi salam, if we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran from shar'i man qablana, how we say this is not for us, because Allah mentioned in Quran. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran something that from shar'i man qablana contradicting to our shar'i. Just like the thief in during the period of Yaqub alayhi salam, in Sharia of Yaqub alayhi salam, if one steals something, he must be a slave. Allah mentioned this. And in the same book mentioned that وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقُ فَقَطَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything mentioned in from Sharia من قبلنا is شَرْعٌ لَنَا, how we can say this? Contradicting two contradicting hukum mentioned in one book. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned some hukum is not for this ummah, is not for this ummah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about Sulaiman alayhi salam, تفقد الطيرة فقال ما لي لا أرى الهدهد أم كان من الغائبين لو عذبنه عذابا شديدا أو لأذبحنه أو ليأتيني بسلطان مبين. In this sharia he want to punish the bird, he want to punish the bird. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it. That means there are many ahkam mentioned in Quran, but they are not for this sharia. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he spoke about Musa alayhi salam in his sharia, he allowed to marry a woman, one of the daughters of Shu'aib. He says that, إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُنْكِحَكَ إِحْدَى بْنَتَيَّ هَاتَيْنِ, one of them. And in our sharia, you must know who you want to marry. And he said, one of them, you will marry one of them. There is no one appointed girl. And this is the second thing, he says that, عَلَىٰ أَنْ تَأْجُرَنِي ثَمَانِيَ حِجَجَ, to work with me 8 years. And if you make it 10, also it is good. And Musa alayhi salam says that, أَيَّمَ الْأَجَلَيْنِ قَضَيْتُ فَلَا عُدْوَانَ عَلَيْهِ. If I make 8, it's okay. If I made 10, it's okay. And Shu'aib agreed with that. And Islam, the mahar must be known. This or this. It's not, haram in Sharia that to be vague mahar. And the third thing, he is working for Shu'aib alayhi salam. And in Sharia, the mahar is to the girl, not to the father of the wife. This is not the our Sharia, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in Quran. Mention all these and mention many ahkam from Sharia min qablana. We will not say that the only reason, because it's mentioned in Quran, we must take it. If we mention in Quran and there is evidences from Quran and Sunnah that we must take it, we will take it. But not only because it mentioned in Quran, and we find that there are many mentioned in Quran and we are not taking it. The gradual revelation, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Imam al-Bukhari narrate about the hadith of Aisha radiallahu alayha, she mentioned that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the fairest days of Islam, he revealed the ahkam of khamr and these issues, they will not, they say that will not give up and will not leave it, and there will be some fitna for the Muslims at that time. Because they are inside their hearts, till now they are not very built strong. Such as some tribe, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that we want to make to be Muslims. But you can leave us from Salah for 1 year, for example. And he said that he not allowed them. That one month. He said, no, you must make Salah. They said that we agree, we can make Salah, but these idols, leave these idols with us for 1 year. He said, no, the idols must be destroyed. And they say that, and at last they agree to destroy the idols, but they say that you can send someone to destroy it, we will not destroy it. Allah Rasulullah accept from them not to destroy the idol, but the idols must be destroyed. There are something that inside the heart still now, Islam is not strong. The aqidah is not strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find that all the ayat in Mecca is speaking about the aqidah, how they're building the aqidah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had the rizq, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he who make gives the life, who he gives, everything is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's speaking about tawheed and aqidah, and this iman, when came to the hearts of the Muslims, after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the ahkam. This revelation of the ahkam, the Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the realities, there are different realities, of course, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this, and we order to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a best example. We will not reveal the Quran, to say that we can reveal it in a gradual, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not revealed this. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal the ayat of aqidah, iman first, and the answer on that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to build the iman in the hearts of the believers. Now we want to implement Islam. Implementing Islam, there is no gradualism in implementing Islam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came to Medina, he was implementing Islam. Every hukum revealed, he was implementing it. We must make difference between the revelation of Quran and implementing of it, and calling for Quran and implementing it, and the stage of the da'wah and the stage of the state. If we become in the stage of the position of implementing Islam, in the position of state, we must implement Islam. We must implement every hukum revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, Rasulullah and his companions, they are implementing the only ahkam revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. He didn't say that, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. We are not making Allah as example. We are making Rasulullah as example in implementing and calling for Islam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had the right to reveal it once, or to reveal it as the reality. This is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Fardos.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com, as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.